May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't imagine it's sung very often in this chapel, but one of the most popular hymns out there in the big wide world is that primary school assembly banger, "One More Step Along the World I Go." I remember singing it when I was a child, and for a while, I rather assumed it had gone the way of all flesh in the years since. But no, it is still sung in primary schools. And that means there is a continuous line through the generations, all the way back to the 1970s, of people who know it. And it's from the old, "I travel to the new. Keep me travelling along with you," is now sung with gusto at weddings across the land, the ecclesial equivalent of the one that gets everyone on the dance floor. As well as the obvious nostalgia factor, the theme of change, of making our way through challenging times, is rarely irrelevant. Now, our theme for this term's sermons is the new normal, lessons from a pandemic. I confess there have been times recently when I've found myself wondering if we will ever get to a new normal, or whether we'll be stuck forever in this not even slightly normal reality that has held us captive for more than a year. Less from the old, "I travel to the new," and more, "Mamma mia, here we go again," as COVID cases start to rise and we wonder if it will ever end. I know that's not entirely rational. There have been pandemics before, worse than this one, at times when we didn't have the amazing capacity to imagine, develop, and produce a series of effective vaccines in the space of a year. And those pandemics have gone. And this one will too. And then I catch myself wondering if the holiday I've booked for summer 2022 will happen. We're all going through a really difficult time, and there's no shame in finding it tough. But even when the present is hard, it's worth thinking about the shape of the future, and how it can be guided by the lessons we learn in this very odd present. We are not the first people to do this. We have company on the journey. The first reading we heard talks of the challenge of finding a way forward, and of the dangers that follow when the wrong way is taken. The short passage we heard is part of a much longer tirade by Jeremiah about the necessity for moral disposition and religious practice to be in step with one another. A series of warnings that no amount of expensive imported goodies such as incense or sweet cane can hide the reality of the lack of truth, justice, and uprightness in a society, or can paper over the cracks of a community where everyone deals falsely, greedy for unjust gain. In part, it's a simple reminder that we can't compartmentalize our lives and think we can ignore the shortcomings in one area by focusing on the positives in another. We can't do it as individuals, and we can't do it as a society. One of the things we've seen over the last year and more is how the awfulness of this pandemic has exposed the inequalities and injustices in our society. And we have seen how people have died as a result. To call that tragic doesn't go far enough to do justice to the pain that too many have felt. It doesn't get to the sheer awfulness of people of colour dying disproportionately. And doing so because of the ways that housing inequality and patterns of employment follow contours of ethnicity in contemporary Britain. So what's the way forward? How do we travel from the old things to the new? In Jeremiah's time, the Lord said through him, "Stand at the crossroads and look, and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way lies, and walk in it, and find rest for your souls." Ask for the ancient paths, where the good way lies, the way forward, the way into something new and better, begins with a pause and an assessment of the ancient paths. Because that's where we find the good ways, the ones that will take us forward and give rest to our souls. Not just a return to the nostalgia of a primary school assembly, when we were too young to realise just how broken the world is, but a serious look at what is deep down good and true and just. Perhaps it is in part the nostalgia, but I find that reassuring, not least because of the way it points me back to God. When the present is somewhere on the spectrum between unsettled and awful, I am glad to be reminded that everything that is genuinely good and new and transformative finds its beginning in God, who was and is to come. God, who travels with us through the times when we follow good ways and the times when we mess it up spectacularly and set in train disastrous consequences. God, who was always there before us and is always ahead of us, calling us to follow. Of course, I want to look forward, and of course, I want to work so things will be different, fairer, less cruel. But the pressure of somehow pulling ourselves up by our own bootstraps while simultaneously dealing with all this is too much. And in God, that moment of looking for the ancient paths turns the task from hacking through the thorn branches alone to keep me travelling along with you, with the one who is eternally faithful and just, with the one who alone makes all things new. The pattern of looking back to the ancient paths that have their origin in God roots us and gives us the courage to step forwards into a future that is equally rooted in God. The future we have been promised with God in his kingdom. The kingdom that is always breaking through into the present. Breaking through because of God's grace and power. Breaking through despite our failings, our injustice. The heavenly future described in our second reading. The vision of the new heaven and the new earth in which God will dwell with mortals. promise that at the end of all things lies the destination where we dwell with God. Dwell. Not stop for a bit. Not sit lightly to. But dwell. At the end of our halting journey with God, at the end of veering dangerously from his paths and praying fervently that he will keep us with him, at the end of that journey, we will dwell with God. Sink right in and breathe right out. Be at home, in that place where God will wipe every tear from our eyes, where there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, because the first things will have passed away. Not just a new normal in the same old broken world, but a complete new beginning and the beginning of true completeness. That's the ancient path, the ancient promise, the ancient eternal truth that we look back to as we look forward now, trying in our weakness to learn the lessons of this pandemic. We will get to a new normal. I don't know how long it will take, but we will. To what extent we will learn the lessons of the pandemic, I don't know either. So many centuries ago, Jeremiah was railing at the things we still get wrong, and the human capacity for sin, personal and social, will remain for now. But what also remains is God, whose ancient ways are visible, who travels with us through the bad and good, who remains forever when all things really will be new. Amen.